Chapter 9. Seeing Dots. We see things not as they are, but as we are. H.M. Tomlinson. You are not seeing things. Those dots you sometimes see behind notes are supposed to be there. A dot just behind a note, to the right, makes the note longer. How much longer? Well, it depends on what note the dot follows. A dot adds half the amount of the note it follows. Another way of saying it is that a dotted note is 1.5 times the length of the same kind of note without the dot. Sounds weird, doesn't it? An example might throw more light on this peculiar practice. Let's use a whole note as our first example. The dotted whole note. The dotted whole note is not very common, but it's a simple way to understand the concept of dotted notes. As you know, a regular whole note gets 4 beats. A dot represents an additional half of the length of the note it follows, like I said. So 1/2 of 4 is 2. So the total number of beats for a dotted whole note is 6 beats, or 4 × 1.5, which is 6, or 4 + 2. However you do the math, a dotted whole note gets 6 beats. But wait a minute, you might be saying, there are only 4 beats in a measure. Well, for 4/4 time, you're right. But for dotted whole notes, we'd need a new meter, 6/4 time. Remember, the top number tells us there are 6 beats per measure. The bottom number tells us that the quarter note gets 1 beat. So here are a few measures of 6/4 time. Notice that with the one-line staff, you have the option for 3 different pitches or parts. On top of the line, in the middle of the line, or below the line, and I'll show that below. Percussionists often see the one-line staff used in this way. And below is example 1, which you can find at the book's website. The dotted half note. A much more common type of dotted note is the dotted half note. How long is a dotted half note? Use the formula. The half note gets 2 beats, and half of that is 1, so 2 + 1 is 3, or 2 × 1.5 is 3. The dotted half note gets 3 beats. Though a dotted half note could happen in any time signature that has more than 3 beats to the measure, I've used 3/4 time in the example that you can see on this book's website. The dotted quarter note. Here's where things get a little tricky, but it's still not too tough. A quarter note gets 1 beat. 1/2 of that is 1/2 beat. Add that to 1 and you get 1.5. So a dotted quarter note gets 1.5 beats in 4/4 time. To make the counting easier, think of the dotted quarter note in terms of how many eighth notes are in it. There are 2 eighth notes in 1 quarter note. 1/2 of 2 is 1, so there are 3 eighth notes in a dotted quarter note. This is one of the reasons that when counting dotted quarters, you use a count similar to counting eighth notes. This is so you can keep track of exactly how long each dotted quarter note is. Say the bold items in a normal voice and the rest in a softer voice, connecting them, and as always, with a steady foot tap. You'll usually see the eighth note after the dotted quarter. When the eighth note is first, the rhythm is a bit trickier, but sound it out and you'll have it. And I'm going to give you 2 examples in counting this. I'll say the eighth notes out loud, but then I'll do it again and keep that eighth note count going and only speak the other rhythms that are in this example. So here's the first example when I'm sounding out and saying all of the eighth notes in the beat. And this is best if you're trying to figure out a difficult rhythm. Take a look at image 3 on the web. So here it is. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... So just listening to that, it probably sounds like I'm just saying a bunch of eighth notes. And I am. Some of them are more emphasized. So this exercise is for you, the reader. It's not for the listener. It's kind of confusing, in fact, if you listen to it. So when you do this, don't worry about anything but your own understanding. Here's another example where I'm going to say just the numbers and sustain that number until the next time I have a note. So here's what that same example sounds like doing it this way. 1 and 3 and 1 and 3 and... Okay, so that probably makes more sense. It sounds more rhythmic. It's more like how you'd actually hear this when it's played. So those are kind of 2 steps that you can take in counting. And this is a bonus. This is not in the actual theory book, but I might add it. Because this rhythm is a little trickier, here's a musical example you should recognize that uses the dotted quarter note. It's the first 2 measures of Silent Night, known by our German friends as Stille Nacht. Tap your foot while you sing it. And of course, we all know the song. The written music for it is on this book's website That's image number 4 at basicmusictheory.audio. Dotted eighth notes. This is the last type of dotted notes we'll discuss. Find the length of the dotted eighth with the same process as the other dotted notes. An eighth note is half a beat, so half of an eighth note is a quarter of a beat, or 1/16th note. There are 2/16th notes in an eighth note. When we add 1/4 or 1/4 of a beat to the eighth note, we get 3/4 of a beat, or 3/4 of a beat, or 1.5 times a half equals 3/4, or 3/4. A dotted eighth gets 3/4 of a beat. You'll rarely see a dotted eighth note without a 16th note following it to round out the beat. In fact, it's so common that the figure has a name, dotted eighth 16th. Go figure. So here's a measure of dotted eighth 16th notes. Notice that a 16th note count is used so that you can keep track of exactly how long the dotted eighth note is. Be sure your foot hits the floor on the numbers. Because they tend to go by quickly, it helps if you say the E and part of the 16th note count silently in your head. So again, I'll give you this count slowly, saying all of the letters and the numbers, and then I'll do it again with the sustain for those notes that are actually played. So the example that you can find on this book's website goes like this.
1 E and a 2 E and a 3 E and a 4.
And if I do it the other way and sustain the notes that are actually played, it'll sound like
1, a 2, a 3, a 4.
That's image number 5 on the website. Another musical example. If you're from the United States or if you watch the Olympics, here's a musical example you might recognize that uses the dotted eighth 16th figure. It's the first few notes of the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem for the United States. If you know it, sing it and clap out the rhythm. Or you can look at image number 6 on the website. Dotted rests. Dots applied to rests also add half the length, the only difference being that the count will be in parentheses, and you won't hear it. Below are the dotted rests and their counting. Notice that a 16th note has been included in the third measure. 16th notes often follow the dotted eighth rest. You'd never see an example like this in a real piece. It's just a way for you to see what the dotted rests look like and how they're counted. That's image number 7 on the website. Moving on. The concepts you're learning are becoming more complex, and you'll probably find it'll take some time living with these ideas before they really stick. So come back and review as much as you need, and practice these. Now that you understand that a dot increases the length of a note by half its original value, you can decipher the length of any dotted note. Coming up next is another treatment, a rhythm that uses the notes that you already know. They're called triplets, which is a grouping of 3 notes. Find out what it all means in the next chapter. For now, Chapter 9, Study Guide. Number 1. What does a dot following a note do? It makes the note 1.5 times as long. Number 2. How long is a dotted half note in 4/4 time? Dotted half note is 3 beats. Number 3. How long is a dotted quarter note in 4/4 time? Dotted quarter note is 1.5 beats long. Number 4. How long is a dotted eighth note in 4/4 time? Dotted eighth note is 3/4 of a beat, or 3/16th notes. Number 5. What type of note usually follows a dotted eighth note? A 16th note usually follows a dotted eighth note. And number 6. Why is that? The answer is to round out the beat. Practical use exercise. Print up the staves from this book, or make your own, and experiment with dotted notes. Include every dotted note you've learned. Use several different meters with bar lines, and don't forget the rests, too. When you've finished, write in the counting. Check your work with a friend.